We all go through phases in life, and one of them is going from the maiden for females to the empress, and for males, it's the knight to the emperor. And I want you to detach from the names because people can have different connotations attached to the names. However, I want you to really tune in to the energy of the different archetypes. So for the knight and the maiden, it's that time in your life where you started to receive freedom of choice outside of the family home, where you now are able to choose to travel the world or follow your passions or do whatever you desire, whatever is calling you. And you are just so open and receptive to all. And you want to try out everything. And even the things that you know you won't like, you still want to try just for that experience. Because what you're trying to do in this time is gain experience, gain knowledge, gain wisdom, and figure out who you are, because at this stage you're still discovering who you truly are, who you want to be, and what are the best decisions for you. However, you don't yet fully know because you're still figuring it all out. So it's about adventure and about novelty and diversity. And because this time is about exploration and figuring out who you are and what you desire, you're willing to invest your time into things that you typically wouldn't like and people you wouldn't like, because firstly, you don't know what you like, and secondly, you just want to try it out for the experience. But as you move into the Empress and Emperor phase in your life, that is when you are truly understanding who you are, what you desire, what you want for this life, and who you want to express as and be, and what you want your external reflection to look like. And also, especially if you are in an integrated version of the Empress and Emperor, you also have strong boundaries of what you will tolerate and what you won't. And because you know yourself and you treat yourself with a certain amount of respect, you'll be able to have people around you that will reflect that respect towards you and respect and honor your boundaries. And in this phase, this is a phase where you know what you want to invest your time in. You know what you want to focus your time in. And so I'll give you an example. For me, at least, when I was going traveling around the world, when I was more in my maiden phase, I would do things when I was traveling that I now would invest my time in, or I would meet people and I would speak to everybody. And it's not like I'm not speaking to people now in a way where it's being mean, and it's more just like, oh, if someone comes and speaks to me, of course I will engage in that conversation. But I won't go out of my way to put myself in situations where I know that the people that will be in those situations will be people that I probably won't resonate with, and they won't resonate with me. So when I was younger, I would put myself in all these different situations because I still didn't know who I fully was. And even though maybe I wouldn't necessarily get on with people or resonate with people to a deep level, I would still just go to try it and just to be friendly. But now I know I'm someone that loves depth, depth in conversation, depth in experience, depth in connection. So I wouldn't go to a crazy bar unless I was in that mood, unless I was in the mood for it, which is very, very rare. But I would more now invest myself and go to places like conscious events, festivals, retreats. And that's what I know sets my soul on fire, my heart on fire, and what ignites me. And I also know that's where I'll meet the right type of people that I want to spend my time with, that will connect with me and I'll connect with them. And so when you enter the Empress and Emperor stage, you start to figure out what you truly like and what you want to invest your energy towards. And people think that when you have less options, you are less free, but you find freedom in a different way. So the maiden and the knight stage is where there's so many options and you do everything, but and it's there's a lot of novelty, but you don't go deep into those experiences because you're experiencing lots of different experiences. So say you go on a holiday for 6 months, there's only so much of lots of different experiences you can experience whilst reaching a certain depth. And now I experienced this freedom in a different way, where now I know the core things that I really enjoy. And yes, if there's something that is new and I don't know if I'll like it or not, of course I'll try it. But I also know a lot of what I don't like or desire to invest my energy towards. And then therefore, with the things that I do, I go deep into those things. So if I love spiritual festivals, I go to many of those. If I love going to retreats, I go to many of those. If I love spending time in nature and hiking and doing adrenaline sports, I go to many of those. So you really curate your life and start becoming an artist for your life, focusing on the colors, the palettes that you really enjoy. And then you start to desire to build. You're in the process of building your life in that way, but in other ways too. So whether it's your career, whether it's a home, whether it's a community, friends, whether it's even your relationships or your family, you start to build and focus on building, creating foundations, even if it's just energetic foundations for these things. And you start to narrow down and go even deeper into the things that you truly want to invest in, rather than dabble your toes in a lot of different things as you do in the maiden and knight phase. And so I was thinking today, and this came to me today, I was thinking about how in this phase as well, if it's done in an integrated way. So with every phase, there is the integrated and unintegrated. And if it's done in an integrated way, you get to a point in your consciousness where you don't give your energy to certain things and people. So I'll elaborate on this. Because you are building your foundation, and say for example you're focusing on your mission, and your mission is to change the world in some way, and to perhaps get your mission out there, you need to be on social media. And with social media comes the realm of criticism and judgment, because you are now exposed to all people. And yes, you can niche down and use the hashtags and stuff, but you're still going to come across different people that will judge you. And you need to get to a point where you don't care about what they think, not about them, but what they think, because you care more about your greater purpose. You care more about the grander good. You care more about the kingdom, the queendom that you are creating. And that is more important than the certain things that perhaps once got you down and got in your way. Your consciousness evolves where those things don't bother you as much, and you don't care about that because you know your service is serving the greater good, your greater mission, the expansiveness of this grander thing that you are creating. So you can relate this back to your life and ask yourself, what are you creating? What do you desire to create? What is your mission? What is the foundations that you want to build? Even if you are in the phase of the maiden or the knight, or even in your later phases. And what I realized is that to some degree, Source, the universe, had to go through this process. Because as we know, Source is oneness, Source is unconditional love, Source is infinity. And to experience itself fully, infinity includes everything. So to fully understand itself, it needed to break itself off into infinite experiences, infinite perspectives of consciousness, to experience the contrast, to truly experience and appreciate a warm summer's day, you need to experience the contrast of a cold winter. So to experience the contrast of what it isn't, to experience what it is. The separation, what it isn't, what it truly isn't, to what it is, which is wholeness, which is connectedness. And so in this process, the reason it desired this is for expansion, to fully understand itself, the grander perspective of itself, which will benefit the whole, the queendom, the kingdom of the whole. Because it fully knows thyself. So the separation, or the sense of separation, the illusion of separation, is necessary for its evolution, for the process of wholeness. And so in this process of wholeness and separation, it understood the grander reason, the grander why, the grander purpose. And although it loves unconditionally, because it is Source and Source is unconditional love, all its pieces of consciousness that is separate, which is also itself, and that is you and I in this human experience, and that is everybody in the experience of separation, it understood that it needed to detach from the perspective of itself in separation, which is you and I, which is humanity. Because if it was to stop what it desired to do, the grander mission, which also serves us, because it creates evolution, it creates the evolution from that sense of separation, from that seed of separation, to us finally coming back into oneness, to God consciousness. And then from God consciousness coming back into that seed of separation, to fully have that full circle, knowing that infinite knowing of itself, which is ever expanding. And from that point, the desire is expansion. From this point, we have all these other desires. Being safety, security, survival. But when you get to this point, you desire expansion. And so the splitting of itself into infinity was necessary, is necessary. So had it listened to us at our point of suffering, when we say, God, why are you doing this? Why am I experiencing this suffering? Let it stop, let it stop. If it listened to this perspective, then we as God, although seemingly separate, couldn't get to that perspective. So it understands a greater perspective that we are discovering still. So that is the grander version of this. And when we bring it to our own lives, when we integrate it into our human experience, as we evolve into the integrated empress and emperor and create our own queendom and kingdom, whatever that may look like to you, we need to detach from the people, circumstance, situations that get in our way and want to bring us down or don't see the grander perspective and therefore try stop us or don't believe in us. And it's lovingly detaching and saying, I don't care to stop what I'm doing because I understand my greater vision. So there comes a point where we need to detach from the perspectives of others that don't see the greater vision and surround ourselves with people that do. And in that time of transition, understanding it's okay to go on this journey and just connect to God in the process until you find the right community of people that will support you in this. And keep bringing your focus back to your grander vision. So again, whether that's posting online and understanding what you may say may trigger people or maybe polarizing to some people, let go of their judgments. Detach from their judgments because you know what you're doing is going to serve the grander good. And making sure you keep your integrity with your journey, making sure it will serve yourself and the greater good. And then you don't have to listen to the noise, the judgments. Just detach because you know you're serving yourself and the greater good. So therefore you're even serving them. They don't see it and that's okay. So your focus in this is your superpower, because what you once focused on was people pleasing or catering to those people to keep yourself small so you fit into a box so it doesn't trigger their emotions of insecurity or what they know to be true. And it's breaking or challenging them. So because and you feel that resistance, so therefore you keep yourself small. No longer are you focusing on catering to those people in that way. You are still catering to them because you are serving the greater good, which then in turn will help them. But you are no longer keeping yourself small, and you're focusing more on the grander picture of whatever you are building, whatever queendom, kingdom you're building. And using your focus like a laser beam, choosing to focus on that, and those other voices become softer and softer, because your focus also creates your reality. So there's a transition phase that will happen, because say, for example, you cared so much of what other people think, which stopped you from posting online to your greatest ability, to your fullest expression. And then you decide one day to change that, to shift that. Although you have changed, there's a transition phase of those people in your external reality or the people online judging you. Because the more you focus on that, the more it creates that. And as you transition, the less and less that you focus on that, the less it appears in your reality, because your consciousness is what makes it real. So if you don't focus on that realm of reality, because we're living in a quantum universe of infinite realities, if we don't focus on that, we're not feeding it and therefore giving it energy to reciprocate back to us. So the more and more we focus on the grander vision, the more and more we let go and detach of other people's opinions, the more and more that their opinions will go in the background and hardly make any noise. And even if they're there, you're so detached from it that it doesn't bother you and it doesn't stop you from creating your queendom, your kingdom. So this is a huge part of the process of shifting into your empress and emperor phase in your life. Remembering to keep the integrity, keeping the honor, because to house this type of power, to house this type of focus, it allows you to create such beautiful things at such a rapid rate. But you need to make sure that it's not an unintegrated energy of I don't care about anybody and I'll do whatever I want to create my kingdom, my queendom, and step over everybody. It's not about that. Understanding the nuance between that and I detach from what other people think so I can serve myself and the greater good, which in turn serves them. So I'm keeping my integrity, my honor in this process, desiring the best for myself and the greater good. So in that process, I will detach, because I see if I let their energy in or criticism or judgment, it will only stop me and create blockages as I will have to deal with that. So I detach from that, still caring for them as an individual, but detaching from them and focusing that laser beam focus on my queendom and kingdom, because that will serve me and the greatest good of all. So do you see how it's a loving detachment? So you can focus on what you truly desire rather than just stepping over. So making sure that you center yourself in that integrity and making sure your mission, your purpose, your queendom, your kingdom that you're building is serving you and the greatest good of all. And understanding how we are a microcosm of the macrocosm, how God, Source of Universe, did this as well, and had it listen to the moments where we're begging for it to stop because of the suffering, because of the sense of separation. Firstly, it understands that this is also God, just in the seeming sense of separation, and that we all chose into this from the grander perspective. We knew it was going to happen and we chose into this. And that this is a part of our evolution to come back to wholeness, and it is so worth it for the grander good of all. So it had to detach lovingly, still care for unconditionally, but detach lovingly from the opinions, because those opinions are from a lower perspective that doesn't understand a greater version of reality. And from this perspective, the God perspective, it understands that it is necessary for our evolution. So God can't just stop its evolutionary process for those moments where we feel really low and down. We're like, make it stop, make it stop. It needs to keep going. And it's in our greatest benefit, because we come into the wholeness, which is God, and we are not separate from it, and we understand that. So do you see how everything is almost like a paradox, and it's cyclical? So for this week, I would really love for you to ask yourself right now, as you close your eyes, what do you desire to build or are building? And how can you make it more integrous with you and the greater good of all? What needs to shift for this to happen? And what do you need to let go of? So you can detach lovingly from the things that are getting in your way, from the energies that are getting in your way. Choosing that your purpose, your grander vision, the foundations that you're building, your queendom, your kingdom, is so much more important to focus on and claiming that now. Claiming that within. And making that decision in the here and now. Surrendering to this choice. As you know, it will serve you and the greatest good of all. And that is what is most important. Realizing that this decision needs to be made for you to really take things to the next level, because that laser beam of focus creates your reality. It creates a direct pathway to creating your queendom, your kingdom. If you distract your attention, your consciousness, into other things, you'll have to spend your energy there, blocking you, creating resistance. So the more that your focus becomes a laser beam to your creation, to your desire, the faster you'll get there. Locking it in now to your being, to your consciousness, to your cellular structure, to your vision, that you are choosing to focus on the grander picture, on the grander vision. It has been done.